The Radio Today programme with Broadcast Bionics, creators of Phonebox and Oasis. Welcome to the social studio.
Hello, I'm Trevor Dan, starting this week with thanks and an apology to regular listener Andrew Gray, who's ticked me off for saying thank you for downloading when some people are in fact streaming. So we're indebted to you for streaming or downloading the latest Radio Today programme, and thanks for the plaudits, Andrew. We're all busy this week planning our live stream from the Arkiva Awards, so if you're hearing this on Wednesday the 8th, join us tonight for the fastest coverage of the ceremony and interviews with all the winners. But if you've already missed it, please check in here next week when we'll have an interview with Siobhan Kenny, head of Radio Centre, and the pick of the action from the awards evening itself. So coming up on this podcast, David Lloyd's Radio Moments, news with Roy Martin, and to kick off, another new development in the world of syndication. We heard about Let's Talk Business, which is available on a growing number of stations and will shortly form part of the new DAB service, Manchester Business. LTB is the brainchild of Alan Coote at Five Digital. I called him up in Bournemouth to find out more.
Well, actually, the idea came out of a programme that I was wanting to run whilst still running a radio station. I managed a radio station, community radio station in Bournemouth. And I wanted to connect with local businesses because I saw them as the source of money and finance, quite frankly. And being an unknown quantity like most radio stations are, with very little marketing budget, what I decided to do was set up a dedicated program for local business people. And we ran it with a journo who was did a great job. And within a couple of weeks, other radio stations who were in a similar position to me heard it and said, can we run that program? And we syndicated to them. And within 6 weeks, we'd syndicated to 16 odd radio stations up and down the country. And at that point, I thought, who am I working for? Was I working for the radio station that I was running at the time, or was I working for these other radio stations? So the idea came round again, like all good ideas, and I was sitting on holiday on a beach thinking, right, that was a good idea that we had a little while ago. I wonder if it would work again. So a year later, I put out a couple of emails or so and said, would people be interested in hearing this program again? And they said yes. And a year and a half or so down the line, we were up to about 40 stations, and now we're about 50 stations or so that we syndicate the business programme to.
Now, of course, they don't have any money. You know, community radio doesn't have any money. So I'm guessing that you're providing this service free. How do you make your margin?
Well, it doesn't just go on to community radio stations. There's some commercial radio stations as well. But you're right, Trevor, they don't have any money either. So what we do is we give the programme free and we make money the other end. Now, obviously, we can't do a lot because of advertising and sponsorship rules. So the company, Five Digital, what it does is it puts together packages that really businesses can use, not only just on radio, but across all other media as well, including online and YouTube and their own websites and social media and so on and so forth. So we build a package really up of which Let's Talk Business is one component part for businesses. And that's how we make our money.
I was talking recently to a company that set itself up to provide a news service, and we know that there are other people doing showbiz. What sort of audience do you aim your business news at? Because I'm guessing that most business people might not be listening to what we would normally think of as commercial and community music-driven radio.
Well, that in itself is right, and that's why the programme finds its home on a lot of stations that have a reasonably high amount of speech content on it anyway. And the way in which I believe that a lot of radio stations schedule it is that they will play it out at times that business people would be typically listening on the way home or on the way to work, at the weekends, those sorts of things. But actually, the program itself is for entrepreneurs, business people, and those that want to start a business. And we are a nation of shopkeepers and business owners. And I think actually, as we go through the next few years, you're going to see a lot more people starting a lot more micro businesses. So the program is really aimed at getting them started and those really early startup problems that those sorts of businesses have.
How easy has it been then? You were saying that you're on commercial radio as well. How easy has it been to get in touch with the big groups? In fact, have you tried them at all?
No, absolutely not, because I don't believe that it's worth our effort. And I don't think it's actually, this particular program, High Speech Content Program, is really worth their effort either. Where Let's Talk Business really scores, I think, is for the independent stations. There are quite a few independent commercial stations up and down the country still. So it's not really aimed at the big groups. It's a program really that's designed specifically for radio stations that want to engage with their local audience. And we help them do that by creating business content that the small business owners locally will find interesting.
So they can spin off their own content from something that you've perhaps sent to them. And you're now launching this new thing called Let's Talk Business Elements. Is that, you know, the component parts of the longer programme?
Yeah, it is actually, because what I've found through doing this is that people would say, yes, we love the programme, but can we just do an edit? And because of part of this way in which that we put the programme together and we're funded through our people coming on, what I wanted to do is I wanted to make sure that we have an entity, a thing that people play out, and it's there every single week for half an hour on a particular radio station. If we broke down into smaller sections, I thought that was going to be a bad thing. It turns out I am wrong. It is actually a good thing. I've put a message out a few months ago that we were considering chopping the program up and delivering smaller bite-sized business information to small business owners. And 99.9% of the radio stations that we already syndicate to said yes, they would love it and they will play it. Plus, a good handful more who are aware of it right now said they would also play out. So it looks like our content would find a bigger audience by splitting it up, which is one thing I definitely resisted up until recently.
And why Bournemouth? You know, if I had to list the financial capitals of the world, you know, the places I'd expect a business radio service to be based, Bournemouth wouldn't be up the top of that list.
I don't suppose it would of most people. So there was a little bit of news out, actually. I don't know who published it, but essentially Bournemouth was second only to certain parts of London in its startups, the number of startups, and particularly the new media startups and digital companies. So it is actually a hive of activity here. I think it's really important, though, that we don't focus just on Southern England or Bournemouth businesses at all. That's not what Let's Talk Business is about. It's really about taking the pulse right across the country. And so we have lots of people coming on from all over, right from Scotland and Northern Ireland as and the home counties, as well as the South and the Midlands and every other bit that I could list but wouldn't have time.
So if people want to have a listen to what you do, possibly with a view to taking on your service, how would they find you and have a listen?
We're on letstalkbusinessonline.com, so that's the website. We're also on iTunes. We podcast every single programme and also the Elements as well. And you can find that by typing in Let's Talk Business onto iTunes. And we've just kicked off our YouTube channel, which is also Let's Talk Business. And that's easily findable by Google.
Alan Coote from Five Digital and Let's Talk Business. Thanks very much for talking to the Radio Today programme this week. We wish you well.
You're very welcome, Trevor. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Alan. Here's Roy now with this week's news.
The Radio Today programme with Broadcast Bionics.
Thank you, Trevor. The Arqiva Commercial Radio Awards 2015 are probably out by the time you listen to this. Check out all the winners online at radiotoday.co.uk, of course, and congratulations to all the winners and nominees. Radio Centre has a new look this week and has relaunched itself to incorporate the RAB and the RACC brands. If you don't know what RAB and RACC stood for, then that's probably why they've done it. It was, of course, the Radio Advertising Bureau and the Radio Advertising Copy Clearance Place. And the BBC Trust is to carry out a review of programming on all BBC local radio stations in England. You too can have your say on the future by tweeting them or using the more traditional method of sending them a letter in the post. Full details on our website, of course. That's the very latest from radiotoday.co.uk. I'm Roy Martin.
Broadcast Bionics, creators of Phonebox and Oasis, offer you elegantly integrated products and intelligent one-stop shopping for all your studio needs. Discover a full range of innovative studio products. Play out by Wide Orbit, Music Master Scheduling, Stirlitz, Newsboss, Larvo, Telos, Axia, Omnia, Digigram and Commotion. Visit bionics.co.uk today. Radio
Moments. This week's memories begin 35 years ago and a commercial radio launch from a pub.
Britain's 22nd independent radio station has just come on the air. It's Heriwood Radio, based in Peterborough in Cambridgeshire. Heriwood is the first news-based station outside London and it'll give heavy emphasis to news and information programmes.
July 10th. It's a Thursday morning, and let's have a look at the weather for Heriwood area today. It's going to be cloudy once again, I'm afraid, but mainly dry. That's something, apart from one or two light showers around the area. A fairly breezy day, too, with temperatures still...
Heriwood Radio launching from the Rose and Crown pub this week in 1980. Ralph Bernard was the station's news editor back then. In BBC local radio, it's 32 years this week since the start of BBC Radio York.
Theoretically, we ought to have the same appeal for younger couples as we do for older couples. And we hope, in the way that we approach our material, our selection of music, that we'll be able to appeal to perhaps a broader range than other stations have done in the past.
Selby or Filey, Nesbra or Malton, Scarborough or Harrogate or Pickering or Norton, we're North Yorkshire.
I have the greatest pleasure in the honour, and it is an honour, and knowing that it will fulfil a vital function in this county.
The then BBC chairman opening Radio York this week in 83, the occasion featured on the cover of the Radio Times. Happy 65th birthday this week to this chap.
This has been Kid Jensen with Worldwide News, compiled by the 208 News Desk from the wires of UNS. At UPI, Dateline Friday, November 14th, 1969.
To the music right at the forefront of great British rock and roll. Status Quo here on 208 in a world preview from their new LP, Hello, to be released in a couple of weeks' time.
Saturdays from 2 till 5:30 on Trent 301 is Saturday Sport. Lots of sport.
Lots of music.
Sport like you want to hear on Trent 301.
Hi there. I have a letter now from Dave Collingwood, who writes to me from Turner Road in Newcastle. Hi, Dave. His letter, Dave's letter, is really bursting.
Kid Jensen, who was on Radio Luxembourg when he was 18. Over here, we heard him on Trent, Radio 1, Capital, Heart, Gold, Smooth, and on that very first commercial radio network chart. This week, 52 years ago, we lost a radio character, a former captain of Harlequin FC. He presented the first ever running sports commentary on BBC Radio. It was a rugby international match. And later, he did the first football match, too.
The referee was rather unsighted. He couldn't see it. And it might have easily occurred to him that the ball had been put over the line by the city players, men of 81.
The voice of Teddy Wakelam, who died this week in 63. And whilst we're in olden days, let's focus on the launch of the first ever radio station in Leeds. It was this week, 91 years ago.
Mr. J.C.W. Reith, as he then was, appointed me to open and run the station on June the 4th, 1924, just 1 month to get things going. My first local broadcast in the studio on the following day was Children's Hour, a programme which ran from 5 to 6 p.m. 6 days a week for several years to come.
Albert Eldred launching 2LS in Leeds on the 8th of July 1924. That station lasted 7 years. It was to be another 37 years before local radio returned to the city. Radio in Coventry also came and went. The BBC's local station launched and then closed in 95. But this week in 2003, the BBC's Director General suggested its closure had been a mistake. Mind you, there were a few who'd said so at the time.
The Warwick and Leamington Conservative MP Sir Dudley Smith says the BBC has made a huge mistake with its plans to merge CWR with the Birmingham-based Radio WM. The changes are expected to happen at the end of May, but Sir Dudley says the move will leave people in his constituency without a voice.
Once you start going outside of about 15 to 20 yards, 20 miles radius, it no longer becomes local.
The story of BBC CWR, and this week, 12 years ago, the scene was set for its return.
Steve Wright in the afternoon.
Steve Wright in the Afternoon had appeared on Radio 1, but it's 16 years this week since it replaced Stewpot on Radio 2.
Steve, loving your little show every afternoon. Spreadsheets are made bearable because of you. Great mix of music. Lorraine, hard at work in Glasgow. Thank you, Lorraine. That's very nice of you. Can you please sort out the weather, Righty? Trying to paint my garage door and it keeps raining. Good show, though.
Loving the show, Steve. Steve Wright, who began in the afternoon weekdays on Radio 2 this week in 99 after a few months on weekends. So, with the BBC's first record programme 88 years ago this week.
I know you'd like to hear the rest of that, and so would I.
Minster FM launching in York 23 years ago.
May they play some great records.
BBC Blackburn becoming Radio Lancashire 34 years ago.
Serving you, the people of North East Lancashire, on 96.4 VHF.
The first edition of Radio Newsreel 75 years ago. The start of Casey Kasem's American Top 40 45 years ago.
Coming up is my special report on a place where it's against the law to boogie.
Lord Hanson launching Melody Radio in London 25 years ago. Now magic.
London's lighter touch.
And the BBC Trust rejecting plans to close Six Music 5 years ago.
My name is Phil Jupitus.
Those are this week's Radio Moments.
Radio Moments.
Thanks, David. Next week we'll have our Archivas special with Siobhan Kenny. Do join us for that if you can. This has been a TDC production. Ta-da!
The Radio Today programme with Broadcast Bionics.